This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Continuing conversations as we can get them with the candidates for Galesburg City Council in Tuesday's election. You heard the other day from the incumbent in the race for 3rd Ward Alderman, Russell Fleming. Fleming's opponent, Lindsay Hillary, is in studio now, and we get a few minutes to talk with her. Thanks so much for coming in. Glad to have you.
Hey, Will. Thanks for having me.
Talk a little bit about what made you run and why city council. It's kind of, I think, sometimes being an alderman is almost the most thankless job in city government at times, but I'm sure you have a good reason for running.
Yeah, I think you're right there. I mean, well, I'm involved in a lot of nonprofits and a lot of other organizations here in town, and I started kind of coming up with an idea of, you know, cleaning up neighborhoods and what we could do to improve the city, and started the Pay It Forward project. So when I was attending city council meetings there, learning as much as I could, it just kind of came to me, you know, why not? You know, so I'm looking forward to it.
Was there any one issue that kind of maybe made you decide to do it more than another, or was it just kind of that whole, I guess, mantra, if you will, of community service?
Really, my ward specifically, just it needs a lot of rehab, and there's a lot of homes that, you know, owners of these homes that don't really have the funds or the ability to do this. So, you know, I was looking for ways and programs, assistance there are for people, and it just, that's really kind of what got me really wanting to do it.
You're a real estate agent. Do you see a lot of that from time to time with housing, like a lot of properties maybe around town that one are vacant and two that are maybe in better shape than others?
Oh, definitely. There are a lot, and, you know, sometimes it's hard to sell because people just don't have, a lot of people don't have the funds, you know, to do the work on these homes, but, you know, it honestly motivates me.
That's certainly understandable. I'm sure you've had a lot of time to talk with potential constituents as you've campaigned. What are they telling you? What are some of their big concerns?
Their concerns are cleaning up the homes that are run down, and a lot of their concerns are the streets and you know, maybe potholes. A lot of people complain about potholes in the streets, but,
yeah.
You know, that's something people have kind of always complained about. But, yeah, just cleaning up the neighborhoods and learning, you know, where they can get assistance for those kinds of things.
What other issues spark you? What are some of your concerns? And maybe to a point, too, talk about what sets you apart from your opponent.
Well, I think what sets me apart is that I'm a fresh voice. Being involved in so many, I'm very active in the community already. So it's not something that I would have to start doing. It's just who I am and what I do already. So, I mean, I think that is something that I could really provide for the people in my area. And see, another thing that strikes my interest is our youth and providing, you know, programs for them and keeping our talent here in Galesburg. So, you know, that goes into the decreasing population here in Galesburg. Keep our talent here and provide, you know, get jobs that people can stay here.
How do you think we can keep people in town, especially that younger population that you mentioned?
A lot of that comes into the economic development and bringing in more businesses and more jobs. I think that'll keep them, and just making Galesburg more desirable as far as, you know, the development of the community in general.
Also, in terms of economic development, what are your thoughts there? Is the city doing the right things at this point, or do you think that there's room for improvement, or what would you like to see done?
I mean, there's definitely room for improvement, but I think the city's done a great job over the last couple of years of expanding. We've seen a lot of good things come into Galesburg.
Some other issues, I asked your opponent about this the other day, so I'll get your perspective. There's been some concern lately, I guess, about the performance of the city manager, at least as it relates to the former HR director essentially being shown the door and a lawsuit being filed there. One of the other aldermen suggests that the city manager didn't handle that properly. Have you ever dealt with the city manager, and what's your impression of him? And maybe to a point, too, how do you see yourself working with some of the other members of the city council if you're elected?
I haven't really had much experience working with the manager. I've met him a couple times, just with things that I've, ideas I've had with, you know, the Pay It Forward project, and I also met with him and the mayor about the Galesburg Promise and bringing, you know, other businesses is something that the National Association of Realtors would like to help with if it's something in the future that was in the works. So, he was all for it. I mean, I've had good experiences with the manager, but I have only had a couple, so I can't really expand too much on that. The other aldermen, the ones that I hadn't really had a chance to talk to, I did last night, and they were great. I mean, offered any assistance, and then said that if I do get on, that they're happy to work with me. So
you've mentioned a couple of times now, Lindsay, this Pay It Forward initiative that you started. Talk a little bit about that, what that does, and how important that's become for you.
It's become real important. Basically, my vision was so wide to begin with that I had to kind of narrow it down a little bit into what I wanted to do. And I've kind of come to the conclusion of just getting the biggest group of volunteers that I can, you know, throughout the whole community. And any organization that needs volunteers, they can call me and I'll provide them. And then in each neighborhood, get a small group that is going to go in and work in that neighborhood for their neighbors, you know, and themselves, you know, cleaning up the neighborhood and kind of getting to know each other again as well, like it used to be, you know.
Mm-hmm. We've talked a little bit about volunteering, about economic development and housing in the community. What other issues concern you as you run for alderman?
Let's see. I mentioned the youth and just, you know, keeping them here and providing mm-hmm. programs to keep them, you know, out of trouble. And the ones that are at risk, like to get some more counseling, make sure they have counseling accessible to them. And
we've seen things like we've seen different types of jobs come into town over the recent years. I think some people, they'll continue to tell us they'd like to see more manufacturing jobs and things like that. What do you see in that regard, and how do you think you can help if elected?
I agree. Yeah, there's definitely room for the manufacturing companies, and you know, we've got those empty spaces that have been for years now. I think that really like to work with tourism as much as I can, and because they play a huge part in bringing in and potential new residents and other businesses.
Anything you think that can be done in terms of improving tourism in that regard? There are people that say there's nothing to do in Galesburg. I think I would beg to differ with most of those people most of the time, but maybe it's a little something in between. I imagine you could always use more tourism and more things to do in Galesburg.
Yeah, I mean, the railroad obviously is huge here, but I mean, there are a lot of things to do in Galesburg. It's just, you know, finding that stuff to do. So there's room for improvement. I have some ideas that I have on the back burner that I personally would like to do myself as probably an investor, or just get something going as an alderman. So maybe that's something that'll come up real soon.
I have about a minute or so left, so let me give you a chance to kind of maybe talk directly to voters here. Give one more explanation, perhaps, as to why the residents of Ward 3 should vote for you on Tuesday instead of someone who's served a number of terms on the council already.
I'd just like to say, please come out and vote for me April 2nd. I'm somebody that's already active in the community. I'm a bit younger, so I'm already out there doing stuff, and I would like to really just get a chance to talk to the citizens and just find out what's going to drive them and make them a bit happier here in Galesburg. So come on out. If you have any questions, reach out to me. I have no problem answering.
How can folks get a hold of you then?
You can find me on Facebook. You can call me personally. It's 309-857-4197.
All right, Lindsay Hillary, thank you so much. You're a candidate for Ward 3 on the Galesburg City Council. Thanks again for your time. Best of luck on Tuesday, and thanks for running. It's always good to see folks, even new faces, running for some of these seats. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Stay tuned. Kim Commando and Sports is coming up on Galesburg's Evening News as we continue on a Thursday night here at WGIL.